Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show. Black Friday. Black Friday, people.
Are you out there getting the deals?
Yes, and speaking of deals, real quick, Homers, it's a record store day there
today.
If you're listening, it's Friday, Black Friday. So head on down there and get yourself some albums. It's Christmas. I mean, kind of like Christmas shopping, right? Wouldn't you say?
We had Mark on the other day, and he was saying that there's all sorts of good stuff, that Olivia Rodrigo has got an album coming out where, you know, Robert Smith from The Cure jumped on stage with her. So it's like live from Glastonbury. And then there's Billie Eilish, a live album. So there's all sorts of really cool niche, like if you are huge fans, these are great albums to get your hands on.
Absolutely. All right. Again, it's 12th and Howard. Homersmusic.com. And again, it's all day. They've been around since 1971. That's crazy to think that Mark has been working there for like 35 years.
I was like, he's like 1991. I was like 10 years ago. He's like, no, it's 35. I was like, shut your mouth, Mark. Shut it. No, it wasn't.
All right. So if you're tuning in, then you heard about the 12 Pods of Christmas. It's kind of our spin off of the 12 days of Christmas, but it's 12 podcasts. So we do Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You should tell everybody that. But we put together a nice little fun thing. So basically with every podcast leading up to Christmas, we're unwrapping like a brand new prize that's under the Big Party Show podcast.
We're putting it under the tree for you.
Yes, and one lucky listener. We're doing one lucky listener is going to win all 12 gifts in the end. And these gifts are fantastic. You should have already had that keyword in for Wednesday. And that actually was from Omaha Steaks. We unwrapped that present. And the keyword for that was steaks. Yes, very generous. Do you want to know what it is again?
I would love to hear it.
All right, it's they were giving you guys a prime rib feast for four. Prime rib, their ultimate prime rib meat, by the way. 4 pounds of French bone-in rib, prime rib roast. All right. Also, 2 green bean in butter sauce. Yum. We got 4 individual scalloped potatoes, 4 individual baguettes with garlic butter, 4 caramel apple tartlets, and of course the Omaha Steak seasoning, which I put on everything. It's fantastic. So it's like a $500 value right out of the gate. So that keyword was steaks for that. And now we're unwrapping the next gift for you guys. Yes. By the way, when you get these keywords, I just want to say, go to bigpartyshow.com. Put the keyword in there. You'll see it right there. It's easily found. And then also while you're visiting over there, we have a merch store. And then we also have Operation Dry Bottom for donations to get to the Lydia House for the babies there. But what's under the tree, Molly, on the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me?
Falafels. We want to thank Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab.
Yes,
they have stepped up. Oh, my gosh. A $50 gift card feeds you a lot of food at Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab right there on 50th and Underwood in the heart of Dundee. They have been around since 2007. And I was thinking about Mark. This is the thing, is that it's great local food made fresh every day. $50 gift card to Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab, plus a t-shirt. They've got the coolest logo. They've got great gear. And your keyword for this is going to be Dundee. Like my shirt.
Dundee. That's D-U-N-D-E-E. Right over to bigpartyshow.com as well. I'll tell you what, I think about Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab often, because if you've never had it, when you try it for the first time, it's something that you promise yourself that you'll go back and try.
Yes.
Because I loved it so much. I mean, my problem is I was driving and trying to eat it. I couldn't wait. I mean, they have these curry fries and all that
curry
stuff.
Curry fries. So, are like boom. Next level. Yeah. I mean, that's
so good
the
luck
thing.
To you. Good luck. We're going to be in Christmas in no time.
At this point, it's been nothing but food. But listen, if you've listened to the show, you know that we are food people. So there will be food.
There will be food.
There will be food. But just to be clear and a little teaser for what's to come, it's not all food. Yeah. So there's that.
There you
go. You're worried that there was going to be like 12 meals of Christmas. It is not. It just so happens that we're starting off with a bang.
Yeah, we are.
Between you and Omaha Steaks and me and Amsterdam Fluffle and Kebab, we have it covered.
Yeah, just those two things alone. Think about that. Someone's going to win all of it.
I know.
All of it as we unleash and open up every present under the Big Party Show podcast
tree. Hopefully they're a generous human being because honestly, if you are the one winner, because only one gets this amazing prize, I don't know how you do it all by yourself. I mean, like you have to have friends. Yes. You have to have friends. Because when I think of some of the things that we still have to put underneath the tree, I mean,
I'm looking at it. It's crazy. There's a whole lot there. You guys are going to be very – I want to win this thing, actually.
I know, right? You're like, hello, my name is Lolly Mavinaw. I think that I would like to win.
Hi, Lolly.
Oh, hi, Lolly. You look a lot like Molly. Do I?
Yes, you do. So there you go. All right. So we have motivation here to start the weekend.
Okay. So Monday I picked mimosa. Tuesday I went with Gatorade. So today I am picking the shame and iced coffee.
Iced coffee with a side of shame, huh?
Yes, just to start for the weekend.
Let's do it. What is it?
Oh, the motivational quote. Never give up. When work feels overwhelming, remember that someday you're going to die.
Okay.
Dance like everyone is watching. Privacy is an illusion. Everything you were told as a child was a lie intended to get you to shut up. We come into this world alone, scared and crying, and then very little changes. Don't be afraid of things that are different from you. Be afraid of things that are just like you. Because you are terrible.
Okay. Oh, that's some good stuff.
Yeah. So there it is right there.
That's
there's
funny.
A little bit of everything for everyone. So we'll pick it, of course, back up on Monday. Hey, real quick, Party Crashers, just a quick heads up. We've got the Giving Machine. It's Light the World Giving Machine at Westroads. And it's been there 4 weeks. So basically think of it as this. It looks like a vending machine, but without snacks and pop and stuff like that. It actually has life-changing things and a lot of things you can donate anywhere from food, clothing, diapers, hygiene kits, farm animals like chickens and goats. I know. But it also covers and takes care of local charities here as well.
Yeah, there are five local nonprofits. They're going to participate in this year. So we got Catholic Charities Omaha, Q's Omaha, Heartland Equine Therapeutic Riding Academy, New Visions Homeless Services, and Trivium Life Services. So these are just some of the local places, the nonprofits that you can be helping out.
It's
on the second level at Westroads Mall right by Aeropostale. So be sure to give it a check and swipe your card and give.
Yeah, and then you can follow Giving Machine Omaha on all your socials as well. And on our Big Party Show Facebook page, which you should be following. But yeah, make a donation and help. They came out with did to this question. Someone wants to know, Gary's, what's the best part of Thanksgiving leftovers?
Stuffing.
Is it the stuffing?
Stuffing. I could eat stuffing. I mean, honestly, like turkey is just a delivery system for stuffing. If somebody was like, you have to choose between turkey and stuffing, I'd be like, that's not a choice. That's a stuffing all day long. I could eat it. It's just loaves of bread. It's me getting to break my carb desert and go ahead and go bananas. And then I wonder why I'm sleepy because I just ate six loaves of bread.
It is one of those things that when you get to it and eat it, you do ask yourself sometimes, why don't I make this all the time?
I know.
You know, I mean, I always have boxes of stuffing in the house.
You do?
Yeah, I do always, but I never make it, not until the holidays. I don't know why I don't.
Like, it'd be a nice side if you had roasted chicken. Like, I mean, yeah. Why not?
I just don't. I don't know why I don't. It's just, it's stupid. I should be doing it all. The things I should be eating all the time are these things right here. Stuffing.
Yeah.
Gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Corn.
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes and green bean casserole. I don't need the turkey.
Right? Turkey. Yes. I feel bad because turkey's like supposed to be the star of the show.
Uh-huh.
And I think I will say for my husband, like for Peter, turkey is the star. Like he's excited for the turkey. Okay, I'm so excited.
My father was. Father was like, I need to have a turkey in the house. Yeah. I want to make it here. I want to smell it.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was very much like Peter when it comes to the turkey for, you know, else. So, yeah. What's yours?
I mean, for me, it's like I said, it's the stuffing and the gravy.
Okay.
Like a perfect bite for me. This would probably drive you crazy.
What's that?
Is when you get stuffing, some corn, a little bit of the cranberry sauce, and then gravy. And then
Molly, I'm with you.
That bite that's got like the salt and the sweet, but it's not too sweet because cranberries have got that tartness to them.
Uh huh. Yeah. Those are the things that you should eat all the time.
Somebody brought homemade cranberries one year.
Yeah.
I was like, buddy, if it doesn't come in a can shape,
it's with not
gel. Like, I don't know what it, I don't even know if cranberries go into making the gel that goes into the can. I don't care. Whatever it's made of, it tastes delicious. And I love the gel.
Okay. Yeah, I do. I love the gel as well. I'm not going to lie. I just recently, early in the week, bought these bags of cranberries that were in the, they're like fresh cranberries.
Yeah.
They're in a bag.
What are you going to do with them?
I originally bought them for the dogs. Cause that's good for their urinary tract. You know, Remy's always had that issue.
Yeah.
So I bought them for them. But now I don't know why we're not, it's just sitting in bags. I got two of them because that's a seasonal thing. Getting that, you can get the cranberry can stuff and all that stuff all day long, but you can't get that bag of cranberries for some reason. Cause when we needed it before, we couldn't find it. So I saw it and I was like, sweet. And on a bag, it said, buy one, freeze the other. I'm like, I'm going to freeze them both.
Yeah.
You're
like, don't worry. They're all getting frozen.
So question here. I mean, well, I don't even know what to do, how to cook something like that. Cause I'm with you. Everyone does the,
it's usually sugar water. You just cook it down with like an orange rind and some sugar and water and it just pops on the.
Okay. Cause I didn't make any for Thanksgiving. I don't do that.
No. And I look at it every year and I think, you know, I love trying new recipes. I love to cook. And for whatever reason, that is the one hill I die on where it's like every year I see it and they're like, it's 99 cents for a bag of cranberries. I'm like,
that's what it was.
Yes.
99 cents.
Yeah.
I thought that would be more expensive. That's why I grabbed them.
It's like
a fire
sale this time of year. And I still to this day do not buy it. I don't buy it. I don't. And it seems so stupid. Like, I'm like, just try it. Just make it one year. And I guess it's because, I don't know, I'm stupid. I'm dumb.
Okay.
I should just make it one year and just chalk it up to, I've made different stuffings. I mean, I always make the same stuffing, but I've made extra stuffings. I've made, you know, like we always have the green bean casserole, but I've tried making other sides to go with it. Not like, nothing ever gets eliminated. I just add things where I'm like, it's here, let's try broccoli rice au gratin. This year, let's try roasted carrots. You know, I'll do that in addition to what we're eating. But for whatever reason, cranberries never make the cut. Like,
I'm with you.
I don't know.
I mean, even my grandparents who love to cook, I mean, that's old school there.
Can.
They would still do the can.
Mm-hmm. It's delicious. Why mess with it if it ain't broke?
I know. I don't think I've ever eaten fresh cranberry. Now I have these just for the dogs, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever eaten a prepared cranberry dish. I mean, Thanksgiving. I mean, of course.
I have it Thanksgiving.
There's the can. Okay.
Somebody
you have it Thanksgiving.
And I tried it. And again, like I was like, this is good. This is great.
Yeah.
Like, okay. But I passed the gel.
It's got the design on it.
It's got the like the rings on it. Oh yeah, yeah. For real.
You know what
I mean?
If I was them, I would change that. I would put an imprint on the can of either their name.
Oh.
Or of like a turkey or just something fun.
Cute.
Maybe I need to work for cranberry people. Maybe I need to find a job working for cranberry people.
Ocean spray? That's the people that make it. Like, they're like, we got it covered. Any competition. It's just ocean spray.
Are those the guys that are in there? They're always in the
bog. Because that's how you harvest them.
Okay.
You flood the bogs and then they float and you skim. That's how they do it. Yeah, that's why you see them in those waders, because you have to flood the fields.
I don't want to do that. Yeah, I don't. I don't want to be walking around. Yes, it seems awful.
Thanks. No.
Have you ever? Squished what do you call it? Grapes for wine barefoot?
No, that would feel weird.
I think that would feel weird. Why are they always doing it barefoot too? It doesn't seem.
Oh, that cleansing. Because you got to stomp them. I mean, you've really got to press them down.
Barefoot. I mean, that's like me tenderizing a steak with my feet. I mean, it's, you know what I mean? Maybe it's only what I've seen. Maybe they do actually put some foot covering on of some sort.
I'm sure in this day and age that they're like wearing plastic footwear. I mean, it's not, but I mean,
yeah,
it's sort you know of
they
the
should
tradition.
Use. They should, instead of using, they should use like flippers. You know what I mean? Get more area. I'm all about efficiency. So if you use flippers, you get more area of squishing.
Oh, like that. But yeah, they don't have the same weight. You need the compression. Yeah, you need the weight to push down and get the juices out. Otherwise, you're just slapping them. Slap, 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 slap. They're like, okay, thanks for slapping me.
We talk about some weird stuff, Molly.
Mm-hmm. We get to the heart of real things.
It all seems to come out of my mouth. All right, question about stuffing. Do you call it stuffing or do you call it dressing?
Both.
Stuffing or dressing? Okay.
I interchange them.
I call it stuffing. I don't really call it dressing. Jake, my brother-in-law, who's he's I think mid-20s now or something like that. He was tasked to bring stuffing.
Okay.
But his family
calls it dressing.
Yeah, he said you're in charge of the dressing. He didn't know that dressing was stuffing.
Oh.
So he was trying to figure out what flavor of salad dressing.
Oh, buddy. Okay. Yeah. He's like, I mean, Italian, ranch, French, Western. I mean, are we going just like balsamic vinaigrette? Yeah. I mean, you tell me what goes best with turkey. You're like, oh, we're all going to be really disappointed when you show up with
salad
containers
dressing.
Of salad dressing. Everyone's like, where's the stuffing? You're like, you should have been more specific.
How funny is that? Yeah. If he didn't start asking questions, like a lot of questions, he would have showed up without stuffing.
That would have been bad.
I've never in my whole mind thought of that. If someone was to say, hey, you bring the dressing, I would bring the dressing. I wouldn't go in my head and go salad dressing. Right on. What a weird thing to request.
God, that's awesome. I'd never thought about. Well, because I also neither. Would never ask anyone to bring the dressing.
I wouldn't either.
Like I
you mean
would
the stuffing
that.
Or the,
yeah, the stuffing.
Salad dressing?
No,
yeah,
I okay. like the All stuffing right. slash dressing. I would
okay.
as the host, that's like to me, if you're hosting, you're making the turkey, mashed potatoes, and stuffing.
Yes.
Everything else can be farmed out. Like if I'm like, party, will you bring the corn? Grace, will you bring the green bean casserole? You know, blah, 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 bring the pie. Like that kind of stuff. Those seem like the things, like somebody bring rolls, somebody bring salad. Those, but like the stuff that needs to be made and it's hard to transport are like the turkey, the mashed potatoes, and the stuffing. I would never ask somebody to bring stuffing.
That's what I do the same way. But now salad dressing.
I would ask somebody to bring that along with the salad that I asked them to make. Would you bring a salad? They're like, and dressing. Thought it was sort of baked into asking for a salad.
Yeah.
I kind of thought when I asked for this, like, you get there, well, here's the salad. What dressing do you have? Can you imagine? That's like baked into asking somebody to bring a salad, is that they've chosen the dressing that goes with the salad they've prepared. Can you imagine somebody showing up and like being like, I don't know, what do you got?
I've never been asked to bring a salad.
Really?
But I'll be honest with you. I don't think dressing would click in my head to bring the dressing as well for some reason. I think I would bring a salad. I never. But then if I start doing that, now I got to go buy like three different types of dressing, right? Or,
well, no, because like usually if you ask somebody to bring a salad, together? I bring the components. Like I have the bowl. That's the other thing. If you are bringing something, bring the container it goes in. Because the host is already going through a lot of stuff that if you come in and you're like, hey, salad bowl, you're like, I didn't account for a salad bowl because I asked you to bring the salad.
So yeah, there you go.
So that includes the bowl. So what I do is I come, I've got the bowl, I've got all the ingredients. And then what I'll do is I'll assemble it at the house.
Yeah, like that's
how
you should
do it. Throw everything in the bowl, and then I toss the salad.
Tossing salad. You like to toss a salad? That's a fun thing to do.
You're like, I'm in charge of that at our house.
Tossing the salad.
Nobody tosses salads like I do.
So do you bring like go grab the bag of salad? I mean, go the easy route. I mean, why not?
You can.
The same thing. I mean, it's just easy, like, right?
I will bring a bag of salad if I'm doing like those baby greens, you know, you're doing where it's like baby arugula and whatever. I mean, nobody's going out. And so that already comes into, but if I'm bringing a salad that is romaine based, I will have cleaned and cut up the romaine and have that and bring it.
Then you toss that salad. Mm-hmm. All right. What's the deal with the holiday on a budget?
Hot this year. The big thing on TikTok is the Ralph Lauren holiday. This is
what
so
is
crazy.
That?
Ralph Lauren Christmas. It's a throwback to the 90s holiday. So you're going to be seeing a lot of tartan plaid, velvet, pine cones, brass.
Velvet.
Yes.
Is this an outfit?
No, this is like how people are decorating their houses, but the people are doing it on a budget as opposed to like when it was a gajillion dollars during the, you know, big spending 90s, people are looking at like the dollar store or how to make things at home that use all of this. So people are being thrifty about making their houses look opulent because like the Ralph Lauren Christmas is really over the top. Like you see it and it is really lush. So about 600% uptick in reels and searches on TikTok and Insta. 600%.
And it's the Ralph Lauren
Christmas.
I'm looking this up. I gotta see what this is. Cause
a lot of velvet bows, a lot of like, you know, you'll see the really pretty plaid. And so it's like red and green and black and brass and it's all sorts of different things.
Yeah, you know what I would describe this as is just being like comforting for some reason. It's like everything is like not so bright, but more.
No, it's
I feel like I need a glass of scotch and a cigar or maybe a pipe.
Right,
maybe
that's why it's Ralph Lauren. Like you're like I feel fancy, but people are getting it at the dollar store. So in the 90s, it was costing a ton of money to like decorate your house like that. But this year, obviously, budget is the big buzzword for everything. I mean, I think a lot of people are hurting. We've had a lot of different economic setbacks for, you know, a lot of different groups of people. But you want to have a beautiful holiday. I mean, everybody wants to have something that looks festive. And so this is the like hot item this year. I haven't gone to Dollar Tree yet. I mean, I'm not going to go on Black Friday. I mean,
I don't go anywhere today. There's just no way. All right. So this is what they say to start. You start with one plaid. Mm-hmm. So you choose a single pattern, like a classic red. Now we know what the plaid is. And basically you wrap every gift in the same plaid paper. You can get that paper like at Home Goods for $5, right? The second thing is what you do is you add equestrian details.
Yes.
Like a brass horse, mm-hmm. brass horse figurine, leather accents, whips, chains,
top salads. Got a lot of stuff going on in today's show.
So you do that, like brass horse candlesticks. Again, uh-huh. Home Goods. You can get that at Home Goods. And then you mix vintage with new.
Yep.
Old trophies, worn books, wooden crates, polished dildos. No,
I really don't think that's on the Christmas list.
Okay.
You're like, my gosh, is that an antique Santa and a sex toy? Yeah. You're like, I went all in.
And then you keep the color palette rich. Mm-hmm. So you keep deep greens, blues, burgundy, gold, and natural woods. And that's kind of how you do that. Oh, my God, that would look awesome, actually.
Yeah, it's going to be really pretty.
I do
eclectic Christmas. So for us, the way we've always done it is each year since the kids were born, they pick out an ornament. I mean, obviously when they were a baby, like whatever. So
do they still do that?
Yes.
Okay.
So we'll shopping and they'll pick out the ornament that best captures what the last year was. So my plan is like, you know, at some point, so every year I box them up separately and I tell the story of, I have a written piece of paper in each of the boxes that tells the story of why they picked that ornament that year.
Okay.
And then eventually when they get old enough and they move out and they have their own Christmas trees, I will give them the boxes of their ornaments. So that will be their, like, here's your first box of ornaments for your new tree. So that was something that we've been doing since the kids were little. So it's kind of fun. Like when we are decorating the Christmas tree, it comes with this story. Like, you picked, you know,
this one
because you were really into that this year.
So they're going to have like 30 Christmas ornaments each that to throw in there. Cause I mean, they're not leaving the house until past 30.
I mean, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to have a whole tree. I'll be like, listen, spouse, I've got the tree covered. Just stay in your lane.
Yeah. Stay in your lane.
Did you bring the stuffing?
Yeah, the dressing.
Bring
the dressing.
Just bring a salad.
Okay, that's pretty cool. We've already all decorated. We had the boys over, you know, a couple weeks ago.
What's
before
the theme
Thanksgiving.
For you guys?
The same. The same. It's just the same thing. It's a tree mm-hmm. with all these ornaments. You know, we have sentimental ornaments as well mm-hmm. That we put up there. The other day, I mean, we used to have to put a gate around it to keep the dogs from getting in it. And I'm like, we don't need a gate. These dogs they don't do that. Right. And next, you know it, Tequila, the big doodle's down in the lower level and just eating the hell out of an ornament. There was nothing left. Yeah. I mean, it was such an old ornament, that I couldn't figure out what it was. I mean, it was just, and there was
but
a little magnet.
Doesn't that screw up her stomach?
I don't know. We'll find out. She didn't swallow the magnet. Apparently there's a magnet. So I can't figure out what this is. Wylene said it has to be an ornament. I don't know what else it could have been.
What kind of ornament would have a magnet though?
I'm with you. I'm guessing it's a decoration that was on a fridge. Because I wasn't putting everything together. It was Wylene and her boys.
And the boys.
That's their tradition to do so. I didn't touch anything. But so that's basically ours. And then we have, you know, reindeer and those stocking things. We have mm-hmm. two for the dogs now. I didn't realize. And
throw birthday parties for the dogs. Of course they have stockings. Are you kidding me?
They will get stuff
too,
Molly.
Murray has a stocking. I guarantee you David has a stocking. Grace,
does David
have a stocking?
Yes, she
does.
David does.
Of course he
does.
There
you go.
She's a good cat mom.
Yeah, she's a good cat mom. Yeah, that's kind of what ours looks like. Now, in the front of the house is the next move, because we have stuff that we put outside.
Lights and things?
No, I'm not lighting up the house. I did in the past, and it just sucked. So I'm just not messing with it. But we have... like, I don't know what you would call them, like figurine type things, but they're big. They're not big. but they're about the size of my knee. They go up to about my knee is what it is.
But they're not
there's like
lit?
A Santa. No, they're lit. There's a Santa. There's a couple dogs in there. And they're just all individual things that you're supposed to not have outside. You're supposed to be in the house.
Oh, but you put them outside. Okay.
We put them outside so we can burn the house down.
It's like it's an interesting holiday plan. You know what I really want to do this Christmas? Burn our house to the ground. You're like,
no,
Jesus.
Let's not go there. There's not, yeah, let's not manifest that. Yeah.
No. We've so got anyway, a fireplace. Yeah,
we got a fireplace. I love the fireplace. You know, one of the best gifts you ever gave me, by the way, was those fire sticks.
Yeah. They're what are they called? Fat logs or something like that. I'm trying to remember because I love them.
That's what you use to light the fire with. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They smelled so stinking good.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. I love them. We've got a box of them next to the fireplace. We haven't fired up the fireplace yet this year.
I haven't either. I usually
I'll do it now that Thanksgiving's over.
Yeah.
It's that like I transition into Christmas, and Christmas to me is fireplace. Like Thanksgiving, sure. we usually have the dinner table going in the living room. So we've done it in the past where we've had the fireplace going while the dinner, and the person who sits in front of the fireplace is like, I am roasted. Like they want to be in like a tank top and flip flops. Yes. They're like, it is really hot and I do not have room for turkey.
That's how it is here. It's like, good God. Yeah, that fireplace kicks, man.
Yeah.
I get nervous of fireplaces, though, in the house because you got that popping wood sometimes. And sometimes I'm just afraid it's going to pop and we're going right back to burning the house down. So
don't you have a grate in front of it?
I have a grate, but I've seen it. I've seen things pop through it before.
Do you have a fireproof rug in front of it?
No, I didn't know they had those.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Like for us,
we've got tiles. Nice like ours are, I mean, the way they built out the fireplace, there's no carpet there. I mean, it's just, but there are like, if you go on LL Bean, let's say,
yeah,
they've got really nice rugs that you put in front of a fireplace and they are like fire retardant, whatever they call that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And so
that's what I need then, just to give me.
Yes. It's meant
to give me
for
peace
popping.
Of mind.
Check it out.
Because I have, right, so we have like this tile too, right? Mm-hmm. It's probably, you got the fireplace and it's built up like a ledge. And so it's probably 2 feet of tile that come out. And then it's just wooden floor surrounding. I don't know why I get nervous of that. But, and also our grate that goes in front of it isn't built onto it. Uh-huh. So it literally has like these two legs so it doesn't enclose it all the way.
Yeah.
So there's probably 2 inches
a little bit of room, yeah,
that all the way around it, and that's where it's popping through. Welcome to fireplace talk.
You're like, ooh, it's cozy. It's getting so. Is it warm in here? That fireplace is roaring. I better go put my swimsuit on.
Sweating. I'm all sweaty.
Sweaty.
All right, we're gonna wrap. Have a good weekend, people. Go hydrate, go stretch, and donate diapers. That's what we're gonna ask you to do. You can do all of that at bigpartyshow.com. And
don't forget the 12 pods of Christmas. So today we've got Amsterdam falafel and kebab, $50 gift card plus a t-shirt. And your keyword to get your chance to win is Dundee, D-U-N-D-E-E, Dundee.
And have a great shopping weekend. I don't ever do Black Friday. I did it one time just to see what it was about, and it was I didn't understand it. But now it's changed a lot. I don't think there's so much urgency.
So many people do it online now.
Yes, you know, so that's taken away a lot of the fights, even though that was kind of exciting. Basically, I went to Burlington Coat Factory, and the line was super long. And as we were walking towards the front, they opened up doors, and naturally, you get all into the mood, and now you find yourself running inside. You cut the line, you're running inside. Now I'm running inside, and the person I was with wanted some UGG boots.
I remember this.
Yes, and then there was a big pile of UGG boots in boxes, and everyone was jumping on it as if, you know, you ever see a baseball team win the World Series?
Yeah, the doggy pile.
That's what it was. I just stood there in awe, staring, going, oh my God, I wanted the urge to jump in there, even though I didn't want UGG boots. It's just amazing.
Like, so.
Let's bring that back.
No.
Let's bring that back. Are you kidding me?
No.
All right. We're going to get out of here. I just picture that last story. Have fun shopping. We'll see you guys on Monday. Have a safe weekend and do yourself good.